Fred Corcoran. Fred, good afternoon.
Hello, Joe. How are you?
This is a needle in a haystack, but let you begin. The year is what? What year are we in?
The year,
what
year was 1955. It's a long time ago.
And when did the rescue take place?
Well, I was in Ringsend Tech at the time, the College of Technology down there, and I was 15 years of age. I was doing my summer exams. And I was actually heading home with a bunch of lads. There's about four of us together and talking about, you know, the usual things that lads, the exams and all the rest of it, and not thinking of anything else. And the next thing I heard this screaming, first of all, and saw a big bunch of women all gathered mm-hmm. at the Dogger there at London Bridge Road, you know. So I rushed forward to see what it was, and it was spring tide, very high tide, and I saw this little girl. I didn't know what it was really at first, but she was out about three quarters of the way into the river.
Okay.
And all I could see was this tuft of hair, which was floating on the water, mm-hmm. and a hand just above the water.
Wow.
And it was kind of frightening to see it, you know. So, anyway, I was doing my exams in the tech and in my new suit, and warned to be careful of this suit because it was brand new and money was scarce at the time, you know. So, I didn't think anyway, and I just dived into the water and swam out and got her. But she was actually under the water at the time, and I caught her hair and pulled her up, you know, and swam
well
back into the.
Yeah.
To the bank with her, and when I got into the bank,
mm-hmm.
There's a deep wall there, and I couldn't get her back up, so I was up to my chin in water at the edge, and I handed her up with both arms stretched out to the crowd overhead, and somebody pulled her away, you know, and got her up, and they forgot about me because of the excitement of the whole event, you know. So I was standing there for ages, and the next thing I heard, somebody saying, what about the fella to pull her out, you see? So
okay.
Somebody stretched down anyway, and I was pulled out. And at that stage, an ambulance had come, or a car or something. She was brought off to hospital, I think, down to Patrick Dunn's somewhere. And I got out, and new shoes, new suit, and I never felt a suit so heavy in all my life. I was just weighed down with the weight of the water, and I walked back home, squelched, you know, and said to myself, oh, geez, what would my mother say to me when I wear my new suit? It was like a sack on me when I went in, you know.
And you were trying to... Give me the date again. I'm confused about the date. I have 1946. You said 1955. What date did the rescue take place?
Sorry?
What date did the rescue take place, Fred?
It was 1946.
Oh, sorry. I don't know how 55
yeah,
came
yeah.
up earlier. Okay.
I was 15 at the time.
And do you know the exact date?
Well, I don't know the exact date. All I know is I was doing my summer exams. You know, maybe I don't know whether it's in the letter or not there. I haven't read the letter.
Okay, this is a letter to the Evening Mail, isn't it, in 1946?
The Evening Mail, yeah.
And it says, by Braves Act, sir. On Tuesday evening last, I witnessed a brave act of a young boy, which I hope will receive recognition from the proper authorities. While passing London Bridge Road at Bath Avenue about 4 o'clock on my way to Ringsend, I noted the tide of the Dodder was exceptionally high. On my return journey a few moments later, I found a very excited crowd gathered, and on looking into the water, saw a very young child struggling about. In a split second, a young boy, who I learned afterwards was Fred Corcoran, that's you, Fred, of
yes.
18 Derrynane Gardens, had dived in, clothes on him and all, and grabbed the little one, who was going under for the third time. A passing motor took the child and the boy away. And the boy strolled away as unconcerned as if he'd done nothing. The crowd of us was largely composed of women, and I would say in my heart, as one who was a mother of one little son, God bless that boy. And I know that his mother must feel very proud of him, as I did. The little girl would certainly not be alive today except for this heroic act by Fred Corcoran. this letter appeal in the newspaper at the time of the evening, a very popular newspaper. Now, did you ever find out the name of the child, Fred? Was she from Ringsend? Was she from Bath Avenue? Was she from London Bridge Road? Was she from Irish Town? Ever find anything about her, Fred?
No, the only thing I found out, I tried to find out who she was, and I discovered she lived somewhere in Tritonville Road. Never found an actual address for her.
Okay, well, that's narrow.
That's
Triton.
Really all I know okay. about her, you know.
But now, why have you, Phyllis, why have you waited till now? Like, she would be, would she be 76?
I'm sure she 70, would be, yeah.
Yeah, she was three and 46, yeah. So she's born in 1943. She would be 76, please, God. Now, we had a woman on, Gladys Locke, the other day, who was 103 and still getting the Lewis in and out of town every day on her own. So there's every chance this young girl will still be alive. You're in your 80s, obviously. You're 15
I'm
at the time.
Yeah.
So we're looking for a 76-year-old woman who, now, who lived in Tritonville Road or Avenue in that area. Now, of course, she would not remember, would she, at 3 years of age, that she was, what, she'd gone under,
I'd,
as someone said, for the third time.
She probably her family told her about it or something, but I wouldn't think she'd remember it herself, no.
And back to my question, why have you waited 73 years to try and find out who she is?
It's been niggling with me all this time, you know, and not something that takes up all my time. But said to myself, it would be nice now if I could find out who she was and know that she's still alive because of that particular day, you know.
Well, I'm sure there's many people in the country that over their lives, long lives, short lives, have been saved or rescued or protected from ill doings by some person, some stranger, who they don't know. Maybe they would love to know. Because I know, I see one call coming in from John Connell. We'll get him in a few minutes. He was out walking at Sandymount Strand, and he saw somebody in difficulties, and he'd love to know who it was. We'll get the dates off him in a sec. Okay, Fred. The 1946. It was a Tuesday. We know that. By the way, did you get any indication of, was the child's parents there, the people that were screaming for the child?
No, I have no idea now of anything other than what I've told you, you know.
And was the child swimming or had the child fallen in, do you think, from her outfit?
I'd say the child had fallen in and wasn't able to swim, because when I got to her, she, as I say, she was about a foot or more underneath the water, and I had to reach down and catch her by the hair and bring her up, you know.
And had you rescued her? Was that your, had you trained in life saving?
No, but I rescued a guy out at Sea Point years ago. I used to swim out there, and he got into difficulties in the water about 100 yards out, and everyone was sunbathing all around me, and nobody was moving. So I went up and I went in and I got him out. And the thing I remember about that was that he wouldn't let go of my wrist when I got him into the slipway, you know, and I had to prise his hand from my wrist.
Wow.
He was obviously very scared, you know.
And by the way, this letter, this correspondent to the Evening Mail in 1946 says, I do hope this little boy, which is you, Fred, gets the proper recognition from the proper authorities. Did you get any recognition?
No, I didn't, no. That was...
And did you get any...
The fact that I was able to say somebody...
I know. I hear that in your voice. But the fact that your address was actually in the letter was Fred Corcoran of 80 Darrett. Did you know who wrote the letter?
Years afterwards, I found out it was Mrs. Burke lived in Derry Lane. I didn't know her really, but she was a neighbour.
Was a kind-hearted neighbour. Okay. Okay, thanks. Fred, we'll try. You're trying to find that 76-year-old woman from Dublin who...
Well, it'll be nice, to her if she's still there.
Okay. Fred, it's a needle in a haystack. Fred, but thanks indeed. That's Fred Corcoran in Dublin.